WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving into something that can feel like a bit of a myth, creating a daily routine that actually supports your mental health. You know, not just those perfectly curated Instagram feeds where people wake up at 5 a.m., meditate for an hour, and then conquer their day before enjoying a kale smoothie. No, we're talking about real life, folks. The good, the bad, and the messy. Because let's be honest, sometimes that to-do list feels more like a monster under your bed, and finding your inner zen sounds like something you do in a yoga class on a Tuesday afternoon when you actually have time, which never seems to happen. But here's the thing, even small tweaks to your daily routine can make a huge difference. Think of it like this, your mental health is like that car engine. You wouldn't expect it to run smoothly if you constantly put the wrong fuel in or never give it a tune-up, right? So, let's talk about five key takeaways that can help you build a daily routine that fuels your mental well-being, starting today. 1. Embrace good enough, not perfection. Ever felt like every little thing has to be perfect? That's a recipe for stress and burnout. Newsflash. Perfection doesn't exist, and honestly, striving for it is exhausting. Aim for good enough. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and give yourself grace when things don't go exactly as planned. 2. Movement is your superpower. We're not talking about grueling gym sessions unless that's your thing. Even a 10-minute walk around the block can do wonders for your mood. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, gardening, and make them part of your routine. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel after getting your body moving. 3. The power of prioritization. We all have those moments where we're juggling a million things, and it feels like our brains are about to explode. It's time to become a prioritization ninja. Make a list, identify your most important tasks, and tackle them first. This helps you avoid feeling overwhelmed and actually get things done, which leads to that awesome sense of accomplishment. 4. The tech timeout. Ever feel glued to your phone? You know that feeling when you check social media just once and then an hour has disappeared? It's a trap. Schedule regular tech-free periods in your day. Read a book, take a walk in nature, have a real conversation with someone, anything that allows you to disconnect from the digital world and recharge. 5. The ritual of mindfulness. This one doesn't have to be complicated. Maybe it's taking 5 deep breaths before starting your day, savoring your morning coffee, or simply noticing the sensations around you during a walk. These small moments of mindfulness can help you stay grounded and present, even amidst the chaos of daily life. Think about it. How many times have you felt that feeling of being totally frazzled, like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? You're probably checking emails, scrolling through social media, and trying to multitask your way through everything. That's where creating a daily routine that supports your mental health comes in. It's not just about ticking off tasks. It's about intentionally designing your day to prioritize your well-being. Take my friend Sarah, for example. She used to be the queen of overcommitting herself, juggling work, social events, and endless errands with little time to breathe. Then she decided to implement some of these strategies. She started waking up a bit earlier to enjoy a quiet cup of coffee before the day began. She also made time for daily walks in nature, something that helped her feel more centered and grounded. And guess what? Sarah's stress levels dropped. She felt more productive, and she actually had more energy to do the things she loved. So, remember, you don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small changes, one step at a time, and build a routine that works for you. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Celebrate those small victories along the way, because each step you take towards prioritizing your mental health is a win. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small change you can make to your daily routine starting today? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's support each other on this journey to better mental well-being. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocol so you don't miss out on our next episode, packed with even more tips and tricks for living a happier, healthier life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.